You're listening to the Team DCU podcast.
On today's episode, we are chatting about early childhood education in DCU, and I'm joined by Student Ambassador Shauna. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Leanne. How are you?
Good. So we're here now to chat about your course, but yes. let's go right back to the start. Why did you choose to come to DCU?
So basically, my whole original plan was to do primary school teaching, and I wanted to do it in St Pat's because they have a great reputation for teaching. But the Leaving Cert didn't go entirely to plan.
Doesn't always.
No.
Doesn't always.
So I decided I would do a level 5 in early childhood care and education. And then I would go on and do a 4-year degree in early childhood education. And then at the end of that, I could have the option to do a master's then to become a primary school teacher. So from that, when I completed my level 5, I saw the course in DCU. It's quite a new course, so I was only the second cohort to start this course. And it seemed like a great course, well structured, and obviously with the reputation of the college as well. It was great, so I decided to apply and give it a go.
Great.
And here we are.
And here you are now. And what year are you in?
I'm currently in final year.
In final year.
Yeah.
How is it going?
It's all right. Like, you know, just a bit of pressure now that's in final year and dissertation to write and, you know, all that. But
to be expected, I think,
yeah,
as well.
It's not much different than the other years. I think it's just more the pressure now. Oh, it's final year, you know.
yeah.
But kind of everything's kind of the same, yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to first year, to the glory days of first year.
Yeah.
What can someone looking at this course expect when they come in first year? Some of the modules that you do, or like just kind of generally what to expect?
So I think first year in my course, it's a lot about learning about yourself and also learning about like how university life works and also understanding how you can work with children to support their development and their education. So you come in first year and you'll study modules like Introduction to Child Development, you'll do Play and Learning, and you have modules in like Music and Art as well. But also there's a great team of lecturers there that support you every step of the way. What I think as well, like when you go to university, you expect like huge classrooms, like, you know, there could be like 300 or 400 people in the course. But with the early childhood degree, there is only a max of 60-65 in the course.
That's a nice amount.
Yeah, so it's quite small. It still can be quite daunting to walk into it first because like it's
You're
still bigger than your school classroom.
Yeah, where you've about 20, 25, 30
yeah.
kind of.
But it gives you a good opportunity to get to know other people in your class, even just to say hello. Like, you mightn't be best friends with them, but just be able to say hello or ask them a question if you're stuck. And then you really get to know your team as well, the lecturers and
all the academics and everything with it.
So it's nice.
Great stuff. And one of the big attractions of this course as well is the placement that comes with
it.
So when do you start placement?
So basically, over the 4 years, 25% of the course is placement. So we do about 1,000 hours. Of placement over the 4 years
okay.
in total. That's currently anyway. So second semester of each year we go out in placement.
Even in first year?
Yeah, so from
okay.
first year right up to final year. So there's placement every year. And the way it works is you do a 2-week block at the end of January, beginning of February. And then it's 2 days a week on placement and 2 days a week in college for about 8 weeks, and then another 2-week block at the end.
Okay.
So you really get a broad view of where you are on placement. And with placements in the course, like, we have a wide variety of places that we can go. First and second year, you're typically in your early childhood settings, your preschools, your creches. But when you get to third and fourth year, you can kind of go to more policy-based places. So the likes of Family Hubs, so Temporary Emergency Accommodation for Homeless Families. You have the Department of Education, Bernardo's, Special Needs Unit. Some people go to primary schools as well. The likes of Early Childhood Ireland, like, the list is endless.
Wow, definitely places that like you wouldn't think of traditionally.
No,
with
definitely
this course
not, yeah.
as well, but very interesting, I would say.
Yeah, like, that's one thing I learned a lot about, like, in this course. It's quite broad and there is a lot of opportunities from it that you wouldn't think.
Yeah.
yeah,
and it's nice to have the kind of placement and then college balance as well.
Yes,
the 2
definitely.
Days on, 2 days off kind
yeah.
of thing. Talk me through the process of going about getting your placement. Was it something you sought out yourself, or did you have help from DCU to get your placement?
So basically in first and second year, the college found it for us. We'd fill in a form of where we were living and our term time address as well if we were away from home, and they would source it. Then when it came to third year, we were given a list of places and we had to choose our top six. And then from there, our lecturers would choose from that. And then fourth year, it was kind of on our own accord. We'd go and find it, but it still had to go through DCU. So we'd fill in a form then as in where we'd would like to go. And depending where it was, our lecturer would get in contact with them or tell us to get in contact ourselves with them.
Okay, okay. But yeah, there was always a good kind of relationship between DCU and the placement places and stuff like that. Because I suppose this course is very much recognised by a lot of a lot of places that you would go on to work after your degree.
Yeah.
So then moving on to second year, obviously you're, I'm presuming you're doing everything at kind of a higher level. You're done with your intros.
Yes.
And now you're getting into the real stuff.
So yeah, second year you kind of build on from modules that were in first year and along with a few new modules as well. So you have the likes of technology in early childhood. So you kind of learn about different technology that you can actually use in your setting. Then second year focuses on environment. So like how you can best set up an environment or what environment works best for children's learning and their development.
Then let's talk about third year then.
Yeah. So third year again, like you've kind of building on again on your modules from the previous years. And then we kind of incorporate more new ones, which is like children's families and communities. So with that, like there is a huge focus on like diversity, inclusion and equality on third year. And so our placement projects would link in with that. So when we were in placement in third year, we had to develop partnerships with parents on a project that would allow the early childhood setting or the policy setting that you were in to develop the partnerships with parents, because that's not always possible or not always easy to do. And I think as well, like third year, you're really getting a good grounding now into early years and what's needed for the development of children and what you need to do to be a good educator as well.
So you mentioned about placement projects.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you have to do while you're on the placements? Are you kind of filling up diaries as you go, or how does that kind of work?
So really, it varies from year to year. Like first year, we were mainly working on like observing children, writing reflections and doing short-term plans. So planning an activity and then writing about it. Then also second year, then we had to, it was the environment. So we had to work on assessing the environment in the place that we were in and plan then more medium-term plans. So we had to like plan it, do it, review it over a period of time. And then third year, we were doing projects like working with for partnerships with parents. So I was in a policy setting. So what I ended up doing for that was we ended up doing up the playroom in my place. So to hope in hopes that it would create better interactions between the children and the parents, that if they had a nice, bright, open space and quite organized space, that it would encourage those interactions.
Okay, that's very interesting, actually.
Yeah, so it varies from year to year, and then when you go third and fourth year, it kind of varies more whether you're in early childhood setting or if you're in policy or if you're in primary school.
Okay, so following on from projects, talk to me about how you're kind of assessed throughout this project, first, second and third year especially. Like, what are the exams, if you have any, or like what are the assignments kind of like?
A lot of our course is continuous assessments, but we do have exams. We've never had more than 3 or 4 exams. And generally, our exams are done in January. Okay. So that means that we don't have to worry about exams when we're out on placement, and that we can just focus on placement then up until May. Because for placement, we would do an online portfolio. So everything goes online on Loop Reflect. And that's how placement's assessed, along with visits as well from tutors.
Okay, okay, so not too bad.
No,
it's nice. They kind of manage it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixture as well, like, you know.
Very good. So now, finally, you're currently living through it. And you mentioned about your dissertation as well.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about that. How many words can you choose, what topic you want to do it on as well?
So our dissertation, we get to choose our topic ourselves.
Right.
A lot of people would generally choose their placement around what they'd like to do their dissertation on, so it makes getting fieldwork easier.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about 8,000 words.
Okay, manageable.
Yeah, manageable enough. Bit daunting at the start, though, because like, we only really started working on our research methods this year. So it's kind of a whole new thing now that we've come into, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
But I actually decided to be awkward and not choose my dissertation topic around my placement at all.
Okay.
But it's a topic that really interests me, and like I think that's a really important thing when you are choosing a dissertation mm-hmm. topic, that you choose something that you're interested in, because
you'll actually enjoy doing it
then, yeah.
Definitely. And any exams in final year or anything?
Yeah, I have 3 exams in final year. So okay. again, like, they're in January, so we'll have them over and done with and then get to focus on our dissertation in semester 2.
Lovely. Yeah. I think a lot of people kind of have this misconception that this course you can only be like a preschool teacher out of. But there's, even from just talking to you now, there's a whole wide range of things that you can go on to. Like even when you mentioned about working with children who are homeless and stuff like that. So kind of talk to me about the areas that you can go into out of this course.
Yeah, like, so as I mentioned, like, it is quite a broad degree. So you have your typical, like, working in your preschool, your Montessoris, you know, you could be a room leader, go into management. But then you also have, like, the likes of Family Hub. So you have, there's roles there for childhood development project leader. So basically they're there to work with the children and support parents, you know, in ways that they might need for their younger children. And there's a role there for somebody with an early childhood degree. You also have the likes of being an inspector with the Department of Education or TUSLA. And there's also options as well, like if you do a postgrad or go on and do a master's, to be primary school teachers or do it in psychology, speech and language therapy, because the course itself gives a good grounding for those subjects.
Okay, great. And is there anyone that you would kind of recommend this to, like, I suppose people who are quite empathetic maybe, or have an interest in working with people maybe in particular?
Yeah, like, I think people, like, if you enjoy working with children and enjoy working with people, I really think, like, it's a great course, and it's like, the early years of children's lives are the most important. So if you're willing to give time and your effort to them, I think it's so important as well. Like,
any clubs or societies that you found beneficial doing this course?
I got involved with the Raising and Giving Society. So this society does a lot of projects with different organisations in the local area, and a lot of them volunteer with children. So I got really involved in a project called School of Rag, which I would help run a homework club for children and also help out mother and baby groups as well. So I found that this was really beneficial as I was working with vulnerable children. So this was in the Family Hub. I was working with vulnerable children and kind of just getting an experience from that kind of point of view, not just like your typical settings as well.
Yeah. And how did you find managing society life and then your academics as well?
I think, like, you just need to prioritise. And
academics? Yeah. You're here to learn primarily. Yeah.
But I do think getting involved in society life is very beneficial too. Like, I know myself, I've grown a lot through it and gained a lot of valuable experiences from being involved in them.
And let's talk about the entry requirements as well. What do you need to get into this course in the first place?
So coming from the Leaving Cert, you don't need any additional requirements to the DCU one. So basically just you need your minimum of your 6 subjects in your Leaving Cert. And you have to have English or Irish and maths. And at least 2 subjects at grade H5.
Okay. So very manageable.
Yeah.
Very achievable.
Definitely. And I think points wise last year, they were 398. So they've kind of been going between 390 and 400 at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And if you would like to know any more about the early childhood education degree here in DCU, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Shauna, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.